That is Seals and Crofts and Summer Breeze. That was released by Seals and Crofts in 1972, but not in the UK. They did have a number six hit with it in the USA, and it also reached number six in Canada. Then, of course, the Isley Brothers covered it in 1974, and they took it to number 16 over here. But weirdly, it didn't make the top 40 in either the USA or Canada for them. Then before that, we heard The Best. And you know who was singing it? It was Bonnie Tyler. So Bonnie Tyler released that as a single in 1988, in January 1988, actually. But it only managed to scrape into the top 100, peaking at number 95. Then, of course, Tina Turner released it the following year in September 1989, and she took it to number 5 in the charts. And, you know, to be honest, I can't imagine it being by anyone else now, can you? Although, in fairness, it did reach number 10 in Norway and number 20 in Spain for Bonnie Tyler. And, funnily enough, Tina Turner also reached number 20 in Spain with it. Yeah, of course, across the rest of Europe, it was a top 10 hit pretty much everywhere else it was released. Right, we're a little bit behind schedule, but if you're a regular listener, you'll know what's coming next. It's the Soppy Softies at 7.
FM.
Quite as often.
FM.
And they were the Soppy Softies at seven. An interesting trio, weren't they? Kicking us off was Dolly Parton and I Will Always Love You. I don't think Dolly Parton ever released this as a single in the UK, but I do know it made it to number one in the country chart over in the USA when it was released in 1974. It was re-released in 1982 when it featured in the film The Best Little Outhouse in Texas. Then it became a platinum record over in the US. Personally, I have to say, I know I'm going to talk about the cover in a minute, but I Personally, I do much prefer Dolly's version. Legend has it that she wrote it as a farewell to her business partner and mentor, Porter Wagoner, as she'd taken the decision to pursue a solo career. Yeah, I know, of course. Whitney Houston covered it as part of the soundtrack to the Bodyguard film, and it was an absolutely monster hit, wasn't it? It spent 10 weeks at number one from December 1992 all the way through to February 1993. Next up was Gwen McRae and the wonderful track You Were Always On My Mind. That was first released in March 1972 by Gwen McRae, of course, because we're playing originals. Now, I don't think she released it in the UK, though. Then, of course, the king himself, Elvis Presley, then released it in December of the same year, 1972, and it reached number nine. Then, in 1982, Willie Nelson released a version, but that one just missed out on the top 40, peaking at number 49. And you probably remember the Pet Shop Boys covered it in 1987, and they took it all the way to number one. Although, I think it's probably not the last time someone will cover it. What do you reckon? Then finally, we heard Isley Jasper Isley, Caravan of Love, Ernie Isley, Chris Jasper and Marvin Isley. That song did make it to number one over in the US on their Billboard Hot R&B Hip Hop Singles chart, but only made it to number 51 in the US Hot 100 chart. Of course, the House Martins covered it in 1986 and they had a number one hit with it. And you might remember that their versions, the House Martins version, was a cappella. So they were the Soppy Softies at seven. Right, next up for your audio delight, I'm going to play two songs that were hits for the girls but were originally recorded by boys. Have a listen.
This is Phoenix 98 FM.
That was Racy, and their version was called Kitty. That was an album track, and it's from their debut 1979 LP, Smash and Grab. It's actually track number 8 on the album. And of course, we all know the Tony Basil version because it was such a massive hit, wasn't it? She actually had a hit with it in 1982. It actually got to number 2 in the charts, and it was kept off number 1 for 2 weeks by Tight Fit and The Lion Sleeps Tonight. Before that, we heard Girls Just Want to Have Fun, and that was the original version, and that was by Robert Hazard. That was, you know, when it was released, that was Cyndi Lauper's debut release in 1984, and that got to number 2 as well. You know, that was kept off number 1 by Frankie Goes to Hollywood and Relax. As far as I know, Robert Hazard has never released it as a single anywhere, and I think it was only recorded that demo version in 1979. It's good fun, though, isn't it? Very interesting. You're listening to Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers on Phoenix 98 FM with me, Mandy Connon. It is Saturday, the 7th of October. Tonight, we are celebrating original versions of songs that went on to be hits for somebody else. But way back in the beginning of September last month, we did a show that was cover versions. So we're now doing the flip side of that, and we're playing the original versions of songs. And of course, all the songs that we do play will either be by a geezer, be a real pleaser, or simply be a bit of a cheeser. And as ever, we are leaving musical snobbery outside at the door, and we're playing what we like. It doesn't need to be cool. It doesn't need to be trendy to get played. It just has to be a joy. And now I say it every week, but we only play the good stuff on Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers. Now, as we are celebrating originals, I couldn't do a show without playing this guy, who's up next, one of my all-time favourite artists, probably in my top 5 favourite artists of all time. And he wrote so many songs for so many artists, it was difficult to pick one. But we've gone for this one.
Do Andy Gardner on Phoenix 98 FM for Under the Radar every Monday at 6 to 8pm. I'll be playing the week's new independent and alternative releases from across the globe. My album of the week, interviews, news and live sessions from local artists. That's Under the Radar every Monday at 6 here on Phoenix 98 FM.
Chose to be your only one. Oh yeah, can't you hear me now?
That was Tom Waits and Downtown Train. You know, that wasn't released as a single in the UK, but it does feature on his album Rain Dogs from 1985. Of course, Rod Stewart released his version in January 1990, and that one got to number 10. You know, it's hard to imagine it being anything other than a Rod Stewart track now, isn't it? But would you like to hear a rumour that I read on Wikipedia about this? I know, Wikipedia, I know, it's not always the most reliable of sources, but here's the rumour for you. Shh, let's keep it between us. Okay, so Bob Seger also recorded a version of Downtown Train in 1989, before Rod Stewart recorded his version. Bob Seger claimed that on a trip to London, he told Rod Stewart he'd recorded a version of Downtown Train, and then 1 month later, Rod Stewart recorded his version. Now, Rod Stewart and his management have denied that Rod Stewart stole the idea from Bob Seger, but it's kind of hilarious, isn't it? Anyway, I hope it's true, really. Before that, we heard the just peerless Prince and I Feel For You. That song was featured on his second album in 1979, and that album was just called Prince. And I don't think that album was ever released in the UK, though. I think it was only ever available as an import. Anyway, legend has it that Prince wrote the song for Patrice Rushen, her of Forget Me Nots fame, but she turned it down. And in 1982, the Pointer Sisters actually recorded a version of it for their album, I'm So Excited. Then, of course, the most famous version of them all was released by Chaka Khan in 1984, and that spent 3 weeks at number one. And Stevie Wonder plays harmonica on the Chaka Khan version. And, of course, it gave us the famous Chaka Khan. Chaka Khan gave us that line, didn't it? Okay, we've got so much more to squeeze in. Don't forget the coming up after me this evening at 8 p.m. It's the wonderful, the nicest guy in radio. It's Andy Furno and his Boogie Nights. And we all know what Boogie Nights are, don't we? That's right, they are the best in town. So do stay tuned at 8 for Andy, because he always delivers a brilliant show. But we've got some more to squeeze in before then.
Thank you. Not sure what to do this Sunday? Check out Nigel Fitzmaurice on Phoenix FM every Sunday night from 6 till 8. If you love old school soul, you're going to love Nigel. 6 till 8, every Sunday night, only on Phoenix FM.
Talk Talk and It's My Life. Do you know, Talk Talk released this twice but just couldn't break into the top 40 with it. It reached number 46 in 1984 and then 93 when it was released again in 1985. However, they eventually did have a hit. It reached number 13 in 1990. Then, of course, No Doubt covered it in 2003, and it was a hit just about everywhere, wasn't it? It reached number 20 then. They released it again in 2004. I'm talking about No Doubt again now. And when they released it in 2004, it was a double A-side with Bathwater, and it reached number 17. And so, you know, I think we can say that the song's had quite a journey. Before that, we heard JJ Cale and Cocaine. This is another one that wasn't released in the UK, but it did make it to number one in New Zealand, and it got to number two over in Switzerland. We played Eric Clapton's version last month, you might remember that, when we played cover versions to celebrate Second Hand September. And you have to say, Eric Clapton was very faithful to JJ Cale's original, wasn't he? Okay, we have got loads to squeeze in. Look, let's just get on with it. Here's the next one. Love this. two tracks there, back to back. The first one that we heard was Russ Ballard and Since You've Been Gone. Russ Ballard wrote that in 1976 and it featured on his album Winning. And of course Rainbow released their version in 1979 and they took it to number 6 in the chart. Then we heard Argent and God Gave Rock and Roll to You. To be honest, do you know what? It's only been in the last few years that I became aware of the Argent version. I think I was watching an old episode of the old Grey Whistle Test or something, and I saw it on there. I can't really remember how I found out. Anyway, the song, God Gave Rock and Roll to You, was written by Argent guitarist Russ Ballard, who, of course, we've just heard from. Their version reached number 18 in 1973. So the song is actually celebrating its 50th birthday this year. Happy birthday to God Gave Rock and Roll to You. And, of course, Kiss covered it in 1992 and they reached number 4 in the charts. The Kiss version, I think, is from Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey, isn't it? At least that's what I think. Okay, we're rapidly running out of time. Andy Furnow is on the way, of course, 8 o'clock. But before Andy, we've got a couple more of the originals to squeeze in. This is Fleetwood Mac.
Cool.
That was, of course, Fleetwood Mac and Dreams. That was originally released in 1977, and you're probably going to be surprised to learn that it peaked at number 24 in the charts. Well, I was surprised to find that out. Anyway, of course, The Corrs released a version of it in 1998, and they took it to number 6 in the charts. Okay, we are rapidly running out of time, but I really wanted to squeeze in this one before we have to say goodnight.
Machine. I knew she must have been about 17. The beat was going strong, playing my favorite song, and I could tell it wouldn't be long till she was with me, yeah, me. And I could tell it wouldn't be long till she was with me, yeah, me. Got up and asked for her name. It don't matter, she said, cause it's all the same. I said, can I take you home where we can't be alone? Next we were moving on, and she was with me, yeah, me. Next we were moving on, and she was with me, yeah, me.
Was The Arrows and I Love Rock and Roll. I mean, who doesn't love rock and roll, for goodness sake? That was recorded in 1975, but not released as a single. Joan Jett saw them performing it on their TV show when she was touring the UK in 1976, when she was still in the Runaways then. She eventually released it with the Blackhearts in 1982 and took it to number 4 in the charts. And that is it. That is just about it for me. Thank you so much for tuning in and keeping me company for the last 2 hours. I really do hope that you've enjoyed listening to these original versions of well-known songs as much as I've enjoyed giving them a spin this evening. So if you did enjoy it, then please go tell your friends, because you know what? The good news is we'll be back next week with an even better show when we'll be celebrating number 14 hits. Now, I'm going to leave you with an absolute classic. And I'm not even exaggerating when I say that. This is a song that Lulu took to number 3 in 1974. Nirvana did an unplugged version in 1993. And I think it was for MTV. But sometimes the original is the best. Now, here is our king, David Bowie, who took it to number 24 in 1972. Thank you very much for listening. Andy is on the way. Enjoy the rest of your weekend and please stay safe.
We passed up on the stand. We spoke of what's and when. His friend, which came as some. his hand and made my way back home. I searched for all the land. For years and years I roamed. I gazed a gazeless stare at all the millions here. We must have died alone a long, long time ago.
Across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.